Good morning, everyone. This is Denny Heflin in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency, bringing you the USDA report for the week of October 31st, Halloween. Well, today I'm going to start out with a little blip about the CRP and DCP payments. The 2013 annual rental payments for the CRP and the DCP and acre direct payments have basically been paid, with just a few exceptions. We are waiting for the final upload of payments to come from Kansas City, which we expect to be available next Monday, and we'll make those payments at that time. So be watching your bank statements to monitor the receipt of the 2013 payments for both of these programs. If you have any questions about the payments that you received, please just give us a call. I do want to let you all know for your information that the DCP and acre direct payments were reduced by 8.6% due to the sequester provisions. Another item to always remember that is very critical in the successful transmission of payments is to be sure that FSA has been notified of any banking changes that you might have made, such as changing a bank or an account number or an account within the bank, etc. So always be sure to notify FSA if you make any banking changes. The 2014 reporting of fall seeded and forage crops is another item that I would like to discuss with you today. In order to comply with FSA program eligibility requirements, producers of perennial forage crops such as grass, hay, alfalfa, and pasture must submit an acreage report for those crops. For the 2014 crops, that deadline is December 15th of 2013. This includes all fall-seeded wheat, rye, and other fall-seeded small grains that you may have also. As always, there are a few exceptions to this requirement. If the crop is for cover only or green manure, or to be left standing and unharvested, or to be used as seed, then the acreage can be reported by next July 15th. So basically, if you intend to harvest the acres as forage this coming year in 2014, then you will need to report these acres to your FSA office by this coming December 15th, 2013. Any of those acres that will be harvested as forages that are not timely reported by December 15th will be assessed a late file fee, basically $46 a farm, for any certifications that are received after December 15th. So again, that December 15th is a very important deadline. That's a change in the way that we accept acreage reports for forages. So I encourage you to stay in touch with your local FSA office. On a side note there, if you acquire additional acres for 2014 that you currently do not have right now, which would be a time after December 15th, and you intend to harvest some of those acres as forage, you will have 30 days after you purchase the farm or you acquire a lease for that farm that has forage acres on there. You'll have the 30 days to report those acres to FSA. CRP incidental grazing. Even though we don't have a farm bill right now, the incidental grazing provisions by the CRP program are still available. So producers wishing to glean their fields after they've harvested their crops, which have CRP within them, they must either fence those acres off or request incidental grazing of CRP at their FSA office. Of course, the annual rental payment for these acres will be reduced by 25%, and the producers may provide us a check for the reduction in lieu of having their payments offset. County committee elections. Producers in Local Administrative Area 2, which includes Douglas, Sharon, Leroy, and Hamlin Townships here in Audubon County, should be watching their mailboxes beginning next week as ballots will be mailed to all eligible voters on Monday the 4th. If for some reason you do not receive your ballot by the end of next week, feel free to notify our office. Sam Grable, who is the current county committee member from LAA 2 has reached his limit of 9 years and is not eligible to seek re-election at this time. Nominees on the ballot include Greg Jensen, who lives and farms in Hamlin and Greeley Township area, and Roger Swenson, who lives and farms in the Douglas Township area. Write-in nominations may also be included on the ballot if you wish, but you can only vote for one. And in order for the ballot to be eligible, be sure that you do only vote for one name on that ballot. Completed and signed ballots must be returned to the FSA County Office by the close of business on December 2nd, and the County Committee plans to count the ballots here in Audubon on Thursday, December 5th, at their next regular scheduled meeting. When you receive your ballots, I would encourage all of you to return them as soon as possible so you don't forget. Remember to mark the ballot for the producer of your choice, and be sure to sign the envelope prior to mailing. For more information and clarification on any of FSA's programs, feel free to contact your local FSA office. Here in Audubon, that phone number is 712-563-4261, extension 2. With that said, I would like to wish everybody a safe and fun-filled Halloween. And all the farmers out there, I hope that you can complete your harvest in a very safe manner also. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin. Tune in again next week for more information.